Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During SpringFest, make your landscape stand out with three free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy three. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
This Odyssey Sports broadcast has been presented by Health Markets. Shop for health insurance your way.
Welcome into Vern's postgame show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow!
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Yeah, just give me a second. Holy cow. I mean, there's just so much with this team right now that my game notes, you know, I talk about my game notes and how finicky I am with my game book and my score book and my game notes and all of just the nerdy things that really make me feel lucky to have this job, to be quite honest with you. This game, this run, this season, this shortstop, this pitching staff, they just continue to provide so many eye-popping numbers. Of course, no number more important than 61 right now. 61 victories after tonight's Game 1 W in Detroit, 7-1, the final score. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Text line is there as well, 913-586-7610. Yeah, again, these game notes that I talk about, and they're presented every night by Jay Southland Toe. Be in the know and call Jay Southland Toe. There are so many things that I should start the show off by discussing. First and foremost, Seth Lugo. I mean, 8 innings of one-run baseball. And I know that there are a handful of you out there that are starting to take him for granted. I only say that because I find myself at times taking Seth Lugo and his consistency, his professionalism, his ability to give the team, not only give them a chance, but give them a swagger when they show up to the ballpark. The numbers that Seth Lugo is putting up, the numbers that Vinny and Freddie Fermin have been putting up, obviously the numbers that Bobby's been putting up are historic. Again, I'm happy to go wherever you want to go tonight, so long as it pertains to the Kansas City Royals. The phone number again, 913-586-7610. But here's what I want to know. Here's my question for you, because of all these numbers that I have in front of me, and Hunter Renfro numbers, offensive numbers, when the Royals do this, when they do... There's only one number right now that's standing out to me. following this 6-run victory in game one of a 4-game series in Detroit, a trip we've dubbed a business trip. Royals are 4-0 so far, and boy, oh boy, did tonight look like a business trip. From the professionalism that you always get, the consistency of Seth Lugo, to the boom, boom, boom right out of the gate, top of the first inning. Mikel Garcia with a rocket to the opposite field. Bobby Witt Jr. with a 9-pitch walk, and Vinny Pasquantino with a 3-run home run. Royals jump ahead 3-0, and they never look back. The business trip never looked more business than it did tonight. But the number that stands out to me, 88. Following this 6-run victory, the Royals' run differential is now plus 88. For context, there are only 3 teams in all of baseball that have a better run differential than that. Only the Yankees, Phillies, and Orioles. Now, record will say something different. I understand. The record does not say that the Royals have the 4th best team in the sport. But run differential. Why doesn't the run differential tell the story? That's what I want you to explain to me. I'm not making any declarative statements about this squad. A squad that is now on pace to win 90 games. A squad that has simply done what they've needed to do on this business trip. But when you hear the Royals have the 4th best run differential in baseball, why doesn't that tell the story? Why are they not the 4th best team in baseball? I'm dead serious. You tell me. 913-586-7610. Because when I'm watching this pitching staff, a pitching staff that now has 56 quality starts in 110 games. Did you hear what I just said? More than, it's 51%. 51% of the games this season, your starting pitcher has not just given you a chance to win. They've been the reason why you've won. When you have a pitching staff like that, when you have a superstar like Bobby Witt Jr., who tonight matched his career best hitting streak, now 14 straight. 14 straight games with a knock for Bobby. 14 games, 15 runs driven in, 18 runs scored. Bobby Witt Jr. is hitting .537 in this 14-game hitting streak. When you have this offense, this defense, this team speed, the additions to the back end of the bullpen, why doesn't run differential tell the story? Listen, I completely understand. You could simply point to the record and say, well, I don't really care what the run differential says. The win-loss record is all that matters at the end of the day. And the win-loss record says that the Royals are the 7th best team in Major League Baseball. Says that Cleveland's the best team in baseball. Well, my retort to that would be, I think that the record says more about the first 2/3 of the season, while the run differential gives you more of a sneak peek of what the final third of the season might look like. Is that just me speaking through a Royals tinted microphone? Is that me viewing these first 110 games through Royals-colored glasses? That when I see the Guardians are still 5.5 games up on the Royals, I say, well, sure. Yeah, their offense was outstanding early on this season. Their bullpen is the best in the game. But I'll direct you to the run differential that says the Royals are 7 runs better than Cleveland. And I think over these final now 52 games, I think the Royals can be the better team. I don't know if they track Cleveland down, but from here on out into October, you tell me why the Royals won't be the best team in the American League Central. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. We'll start off with Adam, who's out in Butler. Adam, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for the call. I'll be real quick here. First of all, I enjoy you so much every night. This is getting to be a lot of fun. For people that haven't hopped on yet, they need to hop on because it's going to be one hell of a show as we move forward here for the next couple months. One thing a coworker brought up to me today, 12 out of 13 against the White Sox. That's very good. We love it, but we're done with them. We are now 12 above 500. I do love where you're at with the run differential being a slight glass scope into the near future, but I need a little bit from you. Help me out to tell me how we have stayed on that dash line in the wild card. No more games with the White Sox. We're really a 500 ball club when you kick out all those games. I see the uptick. I like the fire from the team. Where are we going to get another pop in the season?
Understood. Thanks for the phone call. I have your answer. But first, let me point out that Cleveland is 5-5 this season against the Chicago White Sox. So we can laugh and denigrate this Royals team because, 12 of your 61 wins are against those bozos. I can promise you that Stephen Vogt and Jose Ramirez wish they could get 12 wins against the Chicago White Sox. So let's stop poo-pooing those dubs. Chicago's gotten the best of Cleveland 5 times already. Where does the next spark come from? Well, I don't know for certain, but here's my hope. I'll give you my hope. I talked earlier today on the On Deck show. I mentioned it on Cody and Gold about the riptide that is 3 weeks away. A 20-game stretch that, like a riptide, could rip this team below and drown their postseason hopes. But if this still very young, very inexperienced ball club is able to relax and stick to what has brought them here, continue to maintain that standard that we've seen over 110 games, a standard that is set by starting pitching, defense, base running, and the best player in baseball. If those things continue, I think they'll get through that riptide. And what that riptide is a 20-game stretch all against playoff teams. 7 with Cleveland, 4 with Houston, the Twins, 3 in New York against the Yankees, the Philadelphia Phillies are in there as well. 20 straight games against playoff teams. It begins in the end of August and goes until the middle of September. If the Royals survive that riptide, if they maintain that standard, I think they'll come out hardened and thirsty for blood. If they come out of that stretch of 20 games, still in it, you know, if they're able to go 8-12, 10-10, stay in the fight. If they're able to do that, I think they come out the other side and just start lambasting teams into the home stretch. Because when that riptide ends, the Royals will have 2 weeks remaining in the regular season. I think those final 2 weeks could be a bloodbath, where they just come out and start waxing the Giants and the Tigers and the Nationals and the Pirates. Just start waxing teams and track down Cleveland in the division or whatever they're trying to chase in the wild card race. That, to me, needs to be the next spark. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Brendan in Lawrence. Brendan, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, 7-1. Good. That's a great way to begin your night.
You know that's right.
To get science-y a little bit with your question, the reason we lose or we are underperforming our Pythagorean win-loss is because we're losing close games and we keep blowing out teams. And I think what we did at the deadline will go a long way in kind of rectifying that. I mean, this is very reactive, but I'm pretty high on Urcic. And, you know, Hunter Harvey.
Yeah, I am too, yeah.
Yeah. I think we saw some of our more hopeful bullpen options kind of, you know, underperform. But I'm not entirely thrilled with our trade deadline haul. But, I mean, it's pretty much as good for what we were going to get. So I think we will see us kind of start to pull even with our Pythagorean win-loss coming up here soon. And I would also like to kind of counter I'm really tired of the White Sox narrative that we only beat the White Sox, because we've pretty much just been good against the AL Central this year besides Minnesota. So I think you can't say that we're a bad team because we beat the living crap out of a terrible team. That doesn't say anything negative about us. I don't know.
Right.
Just speaking my piece on that. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for placing the phone call. Yeah, the Pythagorean win-loss record he's referencing says following tonight, the Royals, instead of 61 wins, they should have 64 wins. And you know, certainly, yeah, the Royals have blown out their fair share of teams. You look at the amount of times the Royals have scored 10-plus runs, it's top three in baseball. So, Brendan, you're right about that. And as far as losing the close games, well, you're right in what you're saying, because now the Royals have a winning record in one-run games. Okay, they're 14-13, so that's not shabby. A winning record in one-run games, you'll take it. What they've done and what you're alluding to is gag games away in the eighth and ninth inning. That, coupled with those big 10-run outputs, that's why, like you're saying, the run differential might be somewhat misleading. But personally, the reason why the run differential is as fantastic as it is, again, plus 88, top four in Major League Baseball, only the Yankees, Phillies, and Orioles have a better mark. I mean, it's not the reflection of an offense. It's run prevention, defense, starting pitching. Now, the offense, I'm not knocking this Royals offense. They're better than average. They're better than league average. And with this rotation, defense, and team speed, that's more than enough. So while you're correct in that they have put up quite a bit of one-sided games, double-digit offensive outputs, when I look at the Royals, runs scored, runs against, it's the runs against that jumps out at me. Great phone call. Nice hearing from you. 913-586-7610. Let's head up to the Motor City. Damon dialing us up. Damon was one of the near 16,000 in attendance at Comerica Park. How you doing, Damon?
I'm doing well, Vern. How are you?
Doing great, buddy.
I appreciate you taking my phone call. Vern, you know, I spend my summers here in Michigan, so I was at the game. And I will be back in KC for the home opener. But I had so many people come up to me and say, it is unfair that you all have Bobby Witt Jr. and Patrick Mahomes leading great teams. And some of my friends here locally really underestimated our team and what we could be this year. And we have really been able to turn it around. I'm so excited about our pitching staff. And I think we have a real opportunity to do damage in the playoffs this year. Do damage. Maybe I'm a little excited, but I feel really good about where we are, especially relative to last year.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to fight you, Damon. I'm right there with you. I'll tell you this. If I'm, I saw a post on social media today of what the playoffs would look like if they started today, and it had the Royals facing the Astros, a three-game series in Houston. Bring that on. I know Justin Verlander's coming back and Kyle Tucker's coming back, so maybe I'll change my tune when I see those two studs. But right now, yeah, Reagans, Lugo, Singer, let's dance. Royals win 7-1 They're now 4-0 on this business trip. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Royals have now hit a home run in seven straight games. Matches their season high, which they set back in mid-April. Let's go to Raj in the Ozarks. Raj, you're on 610 Sports Radio. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Vern, we've been on a nice roll lately, haven't we?
No question, no question.
If you're a numbers guy, golly, let's just get 3 out of 4 from Detroit. And personally, I say go 500 the rest of the way, plus or minus 2, and we're in. We're in. Vern, your run differential is a great stat. A stat I saw today, and all the playoff teams are kind of rising to their own little top. And I tell you what, that Cleveland bullpen, best ERA in baseball. I don't know if they're running that bullpen engine on turpentine and moonshine, but who are these guys? My gosh, their ERA is best by a nice little margin over all the other teams. Who are those guys, Vern?
Scott Barlow, you know him. You know, yeah, Emmanuel Clase. That dude's been nasty for a hot minute. But you got to remember what Cleveland does in their rotation. There's no reason why they can't develop. No reason to believe why they can't do exactly what the Royals are hoping to emulate, and that is you go out and you bring in the fill-in-the-blank failed starter from another organization. You bring him to that Cleveland pitching department. You unlock something different, and he becomes a monster coming out of that bullpen. Appreciate the phone call. Raj, nice to hear from you. It opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7610. And, you know, I'm following this Cleveland-Baltimore game as it's rather one-sided, but the run differential is fluid. As Cleveland has finished off the Orioles, they beat them by 7. So the Royals still have the fourth best run differential in baseball, but now instead of the Yankees, Phillies, and Orioles having the better mark, it's the Yankees, Phillies, and Guardians that have a better mark. Well, Cleveland actually with the exact same run differential as the Royals, both teams at plus 88. So, you know, if I'm being honest, there's only two teams in the sport that have a better run differential now than your boys in blue, the Bronx Bombers and the Philadelphia Phillies. That's it. Tell me why the run differential does not tell the story for this Kansas City Royals team moving forward. Maybe the win-loss record tells the story of the first two-thirds of the season from here on out. You tell me why the Royals will not be one of the 3-4 best teams in Major League Baseball. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Steve in Kansas City. Steve, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, great show tonight. I just kind of wanted to expound on the first caller, what he said. You know, there's been a lot of great stats out of the four greatest months in the history of Major League Baseball. Two of them are Kansas City Royals. That's kind of a nice stat that
yes.
George is still ahead of Bobby by 5 points. But since 1931, that was the fourth greatest year in the history of Major League Baseball. But unfortunately, all of this might be washed away. And I want the Royals fans to listen to me good here when I tell this to them, because I don't call very often, that if you're looking for motivation.
No, you normally only call after losses. So it's nice to hear from you after a win.
If you're looking for motivation, now listen to me, Royals fans, and listen to me good. Bobby Witt is the favorite to win the MVP. And if that bullpen comes through and if you keep winning, he will win. If you don't support him and get out there, and you don't get out there and the players don't play good, Bobby Witt will not win the MVP.
He's not the favorite.
It's just a matter of fact.
Aaron Judge is the favorite.
I'm sorry. Aaron Judge will not win the MVP just because we're a small market, and it's always been that way. George Brett was hitting 405, you know, 408.
Well, the Royals got to go to the playoffs. Royals got to go to the playoffs for Bobby to win the MVP.
I agree. I completely agree. But unless Bobby hits 408 and we lose, and of course George went to the World Series that year, and right. He's a perennial MVP. But That's what's at stake here. It's the perception of the Royals that we beat up on the dregs and we're not, but we're very good. That's the thing. It's a bad perception, but it reinforces it. We've got to turn this thing up a notch. We can't be satisfied with our press clippings and our credentials. And Bobby had one of the greatest months in the history of Major League Baseball. He deserves to be rewarded, but I don't think it's going to happen with barely over 500 and even a wild card. And then that may be a hot take. It may be hot take-ish, but we need to
sports
really
radio,
put
you
on
came
a
to
rest.
The right place. Steve, you came to the right place for hot takes, brother. You know that. I appreciate the phone call, man. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7610. Listen. The odds literally are stacked against Bobby Witt Jr. right now. Aaron Judge on FanDuel to win the MVP, minus 950. Bobby Witt Jr.'s almost 4.5 to 1. And he has the second best odds. So it's Aaron Judge in a runaway right now. But like Steve said, listen, if the Royals get red hot and Bobby continues to hit 350 and the writers in New York and LA and Miami and Seattle see a sold out Kauffman Stadium and baseball coming back to life in the Midwest, yeah, that could, he's not wrong, it could sway some. Aaron Judge already has an MVP. Man, look at how much those people love Bobby. I mean, I can't dismiss it. You dive into the numbers, and they're starting to get closer and closer and closer together. You know, Aaron Judge's OPS is still north of 1,100, but Bobby tonight moved north of 1,000. Bobby's OPS, he's one of four players in the sport with an OPS north of 1,000. Tim, Judge, Soto, and the great Shohei Ohtani. Bobby's 350 batting average, you know that's the best in Major League Baseball. 913-586-7610. Royals win 7-1. You tell me why the run differential, which says there's only two teams in the sport that are better than the Royals, you tell me why that's wrong, why that's misleading, why we can't read into that. You tell me after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
The pitch. Pasquantino hits it high in the air, deep to right field. Perez onto the track, at the fence, it's out of here! First pitch, three-run homer. And three batters into the game. The Royals lead the Tigers 3-0.
And they would never look back. The business trip was treated tonight like a business trip. Royals jump out to a 3-0 lead. Seth Lugo goes 8 innings of one-run baseball. And to be quite honest with you, the only reason they scored one run was because Lugo was like a second late getting to first base, or else they erased that leadoff single in the fourth inning. Seth Lugo, he's now 13-5 on the season, a big league best, 13 wins. Only Corbin Burnes has made more quality starts than Lugo, who tonight spun his 17th. Royals win 7-1, 12 games above 500, and now 5.5 games off the pace of the Cleveland Guardians. Nope, Guardians just won, now back up to 6 games. 6 games back of the Guardians in the American League Central. All right, let's go to the phone calls. And James in Kansas City, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. James, go ahead.
Vern, how you doing, man?
I'm great, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I wanted to kind of answer your question on the run differential. And I kind of like to start off by asking you another question. I mean, what was the kind of run differential we were facing back in 2014, man? I mean, we didn't have the hitters that we have now. Our hitters weren't trending upwards towards the end of the season quite at the notch that we're seeing this year. And I think, frankly,
only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up.
Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During Spring Fest, make your landscape stand out with three free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy three. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Our starting pitching back in 2014 and our starting pitching is here this year is quite the flip-flop. You know, we had the bullpen back then that we don't have now, but with the additions of Versteeg and then we got Lorenzen there, I mean, I think we're looking at a pretty good spot, you know? I don't think it's...
Yo, this team's better than 2014. Yeah, this team's better than 2014. Yeah, no. Hey, I'll tell you this. The Royals' run differential, plus 88. In 2015, it was plus 83.
Really? What are we looking at this year?
Right now they're plus 88, and in 2015 they were plus 83. So they're better now than they were in 2015.
And we're trending in the right direction, bringing on these additions in the starting rotation and, frankly, in the bullpen, which is where we need the most, you know?
Yeah.
Frankly, I'm still wondering, I mean, should MacArthur still be out there? And frankly, if we got the starting rotation and these hitters – increasing at the rate that we are this year, all the averages are skyrocketing. It's taking pressure off of that bullpen. And the bullpen in this year, I think, in those clutch situations are where, you know, they're kind of off the rocker. They get off kilter. They feel the stress. And we're adding some fucking veterans, you know. Back
okay.
Then.
All right. Well, thanks for the phone call, James. Hopefully my guy back there has got me covered on that one. James Howell I'm talking about. Yeah, he's got it. Clean it up, James. I mean, it was a bad phone call to begin with. You made a couple of stupid points and then a horrible dismount. Man, I was going to back you until you cussed on the air. What are you talking about 2014? What does that got to do with anything? I don't think 2014's what you say to... 2014's what you bring up to, like, the Red Sox right now or the Minnesota Twins or some team that's questioning themselves. I don't hear many Royals fans questioning this team or questioning themselves. 2014, to be quite honest with you, that's why this current playoff format is stupid. It was stupid then. It's even dumber now. I don't see a reason to bring up 2014. The analogy is 2015. Get your mind right, James. Let's go to Devin in Lenexa. Devin, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, I just wanted to touch on the differential. So I think it's a little misleading, not a lot. you know, we win big. I think when we lose small for the most part. Whenever we don't match quality starts with the quality of bats is kind of when we tend to get behind early. And then, you know, we make it a game, we come back. So I think that's where it can get misleading. But we got three of the guys in the top 15 in the league, RBIs, Vinny and Bobby. I think Vinny makes the top 11. We just matched our season total in hits the other night for 15 or second, most being 16. So I think it's a little misleading, but, you know, we have good bats, and when we're hitting, when we're pitching, we're good. We're one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. Devin, appreciate the phone call. Yeah, you're right about the RBI guys. Bobby Witt Jr. tonight drove in a pair. He now has 78 RBI. Bobby Witt Jr.'s fourth in baseball in runs batted in. Vinny Pasquantino tonight drove in four. 76 RBIs ties him with Shohei Ohtani for seventh most in Major League Baseball. And Salvi tonight went 1-for-4 with a single, but his 73 RBIs are good for 11th best in baseball. Speaking of Vinny Pasquantino, you heard his first inning home run, a first pitch breaking ball down in the zone that he lifted over the right field wall for a 3-run shot. He would hit another in the eighth inning, his 14th of the season. Vinny now has 22 go-ahead RBI this year. That's third most in Major League Baseball. Let's go to Elmo in Kansas City. Elmo, you're on the postgame show as the Royals win 7-1. Go ahead.
Josh, how are you doing?
Doing great, man. How are you?
Doing great. All I got to say, I got two things. Seth Lugo's a monster. I mean, eight innings.
Crazy.
Only throwing about 100 pitches. What a monster. And I just want to know, do you like playing this game? I like to text other non-Royals baseball fans and just text them Bobby, just so they know Bobby's on my team and not theirs.
Oh, I love it. No, I've never done that. I like it. I like it. You know, Yeah, we had a caller from Michigan earlier. I grew up in Michigan. And I've had a lot of people reach out to me. I've listened to some shows in Detroit where they're whining that the Royals are good and they continue to stink. And it is wild. You'll remember the Tigers began their teardown in 2015 at the deadline when they traded David Price to the Toronto Blue Jays. So they started gutting it in 2015, and they haven't been back since. Now, I understand the Royals started gutting it in 2018, but that's still a whopping three full seasons later. So not only did I, you know, grow up in Michigan, but I spent 5 years in Milwaukee when that city fell back in love with baseball. They had their 2013-2014 run. I was there in 08 when the Brewers made it to the playoffs for the first time in 26 years. City was on fire. It was awesome. And a lot like what you're saying, Elmo, I remember I had buddies that would walk around, and whenever someone would mention Ryan Braun, they would jump in the conversation and scream, "He plays for us. He's on our team." And that was about Ryan Braun. Steroid-sucking Ryan Braun. You got Bobby Witt Jr. and Patrick Mahomes. I'm just thinking, they're whining in Detroit that they, you know, bemoaning the fact that they don't have Mahomes and Witt. I don't know if any team has ever had a Mahomes and a Bobby Witt Jr. I mean, the closest things would be, I don't know why I did this to myself, but, you know, Tom Brady comes to mind, and I guess Big Poppy. No. You know, Pedro Martinez, and you know, that's probably it. Pedro Martinez and Tom Brady. That's a really good idea. Text your friends that don't follow baseball, that don't know anything about Royals baseball. Just text them Bobby. And when they say, "Oh, what's that about?" Bobby Witt Jr. plays in Kansas City and is going to for the foreseeable future. I like that. I'd do that with Patrick and Travis. Chris Jones, I do that with a lot of people that call Kansas City home. That's a good idea, Elmo. especially if you have buddies in St. Louis or Chicago or Detroit or Minneapolis, Denver. Oh, I love it. Thanks, man. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Ron in Kansas City. Ron, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
All right, Vern. Now, a couple of issues, a couple of things I like to bring out. You know, I look at Bobby and Salvador like Mahomes and Kelsey. But also, as far as the run differential, like you mentioned earlier, I think it more speaks more of the Royals' defense than anything else because sure. No one has really blown us out, you know, even the games we lost. But when we won, we've always won big. So, and another thing I wanted to mention to be encouraged about, I've been peeking at the Royals for the last 3 or 4 years. Even in the losing years, it seems to me like they seem to get it together in the second half of the season. So if you want to be encouraged about them making the postseason, I think it's a given because they seem to play better in the second half of the season than they have in the first part of the season.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, Ron. That's a great point. You're 100% right about that. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7610. I am curious, you know, how much of those outstanding Septembers that we've seen of late have to do with the fact that when other teams have come to Kansas City in September's past, you know, it's normally just to eat barbecue and maybe catch a Chiefs game. Oh, we got a game tonight. Okay, let's go through the motions against the Royals. Well, maybe that's dismissive or too dismissive. It's certainly dismissive. Maybe it's too dismissive. But I'm just thinking about 2019, 2022. Thinking about Adalberto Mondesi a lot. And a lot of those Septembers were Mondesi and Dozier fueled, to be quite honest with you. Now, Salvi fueled as well. No doubt, you know, I can't overlook the fact that the captain, you know, has his own standard, and if he's out there on the field, you better do your best to match it. But now, this September, you make a trip to Kauffman Stadium, pack a lunch. You got Lugo, Reagan, Singer breathing down your neck. You better come correct the next time you come to KC. Let's go to Mike at Overland Park. You're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals get back to 12 games above 500. Mike, what's happening?
12 games above 500 sounds great, but and I love the stat, Vern, putting that out there in regards to 88 run differential, and that's the fourth best in the majors, and I love stats, such a stats nerd. What that shows is, you know, the potential of this team, and if you break it down a little bit more, you know, 51% of our starting pitching have been quality starts, and we mash. You know, we have, you know, very potent offense. But the other thing that goes ahead and shows why we're not up there with, you know, Cleveland, you know, Yanks or Orioles or, you know, Phillies even, is clutch pitching in clutch moments. And I'm not really a big fan of the word potential because there's a good Jeffrey Wright movie that's been out the past couple of years that it really coined it well. It's like potential is what you say to something that's, you know, what's in front of you is not good enough. And maybe the front office went ahead and said, you know, saw something similar. It's like there is so much potential here, but why aren't we good enough? They go out and go ahead and get Ursig. They get Hunter Harvey. They go ahead and get Lorenzen in order to go ahead and be able to close that gap and be able to really, truly show what this team is capable of. So great stat, Vern. Really appreciate you taking my call, pal.
Hey, thanks for placing the phone call. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Yeah, listen, I went into the trade deadline weeks leading into the trade deadline, saying the same thing over and over and over again. Don't get into a bidding war. There's no reason to be desperate. Don't part with anything that you prize. And I don't know if they parted with anything that they prize. To be quite honest with you, I don't. But they got into a bidding war, no doubt about it. And it's hard to argue. You know, Lucas Ursig, Hunter Harvey, case can be made you got into a bidding war for each one of those guys. So time will tell. Time will be the ultimate judge. time will tell if Caden Wallace or Mason Barnett or Jared Dickey turn into a difference maker at the big league level. We'll see how long and how good Urcig can be, or rather, how good and for how long Urcig can be. Can Hunter Harvey be someone that you can rely on for the next year and a half? But not only to your point, but to the previous caller's point about the mentality of that bullpen. You know, they brought up James MacArthur earlier. Now, James MacArthur now, when he's walking around his living room, getting ready to go to Kauffman Stadium, getting ready to go to Comerica Park, I just can't imagine, not to say that this dude has allowed the struggles to get the best of him. I don't know if his confidence is shot. I haven't seen anything from him that would lead me to believe that his confidence is shot. Team sticking with him. Team chose him over Alec Marsh, right, to stay in the big leagues. But the, you know, what that does for the team's psyche to know that now Harvey, Urcig at the back end of the bullpen, now we have guys that can fill that void that you're talking about. You know, guys, Mike, that could go out and make those big pitches in the key spot in the eighth inning and the ninth inning. Now, they're not always going to do that because they're not Wade Davis, they're not Mariano Rivera. At least they're not yet. But now James MacArthur doesn't need to walk around his living room stressing about being that guy and the guy and the only guy in that bullpen with the stuff to lock it down in the ninth. Now he's one of two, three, four options. We'll see what Chris Bubich can turn into. Royals are now 51-17 this season when they score four or more. They did that tonight. Shoot, they almost did that in the first inning. Royals jump out to a 3-0 lead and cruise to a 7-1 game one victory in Motown. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll get back to your phone calls and head inside that Royals clubhouse after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Hanepi delivers. Pasquantino smacks it deep to right field. His second home run of the game. It lands in the right field seats. The Royals go back to back. And it's 6-1 in the top of the eighth.
Vinny Pasquantino's first career multi-home run game. Puts the Royals on the board in the first inning with a three-run blast. Hits home run number 14 in the eighth inning as him and Bobby Witt Jr. went back-to-back in the eighth off of Detroit reliever Brennan Hanafy, who made some silly decisions by throwing 90-mile-per-hour fastballs in the middle of the plate to Bobby Witt Jr. and Vinny Pasquantino. Bobby smashed his 111 miles per hour off the bat. Vinny 106 as they each hit laser beams over the wall, and the Royals go on to win 7-1. Vinny this season is hitting .358 with runners in scoring position. And since the start of May, Vinny's OPS is .788. For context, league average OPS is .708. So, Vinny, 80 points higher than a league average hitter as far as OPS is concerned. Speaking of Vinny Pasquantino, following today's 7-1 Royals victory, he had the Joel Goldberg treatment on the field after the game on Bally Sports Kansas City. But Vinny, being the team guy that he is, wanted to talk about Seth Lugo's 8 innings of one-run baseball.
I mean, they call him the surgeon for a reason. He's unbelievable. So, you know, I say it every night when we talk, just every one of these starters, it's ridiculous. Yeah, he's just great. Another great night.
Tell me about that first pitch homer in the first inning on that slider. I know you, your team, at least the guys before you, saw a lot of pitches, but that guy really settled in really well. What were you able to do there?
Guy at third base, nobody out. I'm just trying to get the ball in the air and send it to the outfield. Luckily, we weren't at Kauffman for that one, I'm pretty sure. So, would have been a sack fly in Kauffman. But I'll take the homers anytime I can get them. So, yeah, I just Just trying to get the run home. That's it. Not overthink it. Just if I see something I like, I feel like I'm in a pretty good spot right now. When I swing, I'm making contact right now, and I feel like I'm maneuvering the barrel well. So I felt like, you know, I could go get them early, and it worked out.
I know you're not a guy that's trying for homers. They happen. It's a product. It's part of the process. But this is the place you hit your first career home run at, albeit a little bit different when you get all of it like you did both tonight, right?
Yeah, I got to run around the bases on a jog the whole time instead of get tagged out at second base. But, yeah, it's kind of special thinking about it. I think the last time you and I talked here was after my first hit. So, you know, it's always cool to have memories like that. But, yeah, just another good night. We're ready to get back out there tomorrow.
Our guys up there were joking that Bobby broke his August slump with the home run. But not just Bobby, everybody top to bottom right now. Looks like you guys are in a great rhythm. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I think we feel good. You know, we're post-deadline now, so there's no more, like, you know, mystery in the air of what's going to happen. And I think that's exciting to us, is now we can move forward. And we're excited about it. You know, we got a big one tomorrow night. Two of the best pitchers in the league, especially the American League, going after it. So, you know, it should be a really good game. We're excited for the challenge of facing Scooble. I'm sure they're excited to face Cole as well. It's always good competing with the best. So, we're just ready to get after it tomorrow.
The undeniable Vinny Pasquantino on Bally Sports, Kansas City. Vinny has a hit in 11 of his last 12 games and a batting average of .313 since the start of July. Let's go out to Blue Springs and talk with Jeff. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing tonight, Vern?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I feel really good about this team. I'm 62 years old, and I'm feeling really good about this team. And you made some good points about Mahomes and Bobby. But they're both at least tied up another 7 years with us.
Right.
And that's just fantastic. And I would, if I was J.J. Piccolo, and I can't even believe I'm saying this because Gunnar Henderson is an absolute stud, but J.J. Piccolo needs to send the Baltimore GM some smokehouse barbecue to thank him for drafting Gunnar Henderson.
You mean Adley Rutschman?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he got both of them in one draft, so, yeah, he did pretty well as well. But, yeah, you're right. Take Adley Rutschman one so we could take Bobby Witt Jr. two. No, I'm very happy with that move as well. I'm with you, Jeff.
Oh, my gosh. And I, you know, he can play here till he quits.
Yes, he can. Yeah, and we'll retire the number now if he wants.
You know, Vern, when I was a kid, I loved the number 7. And
really?
I had it a couple times in baseball.
Mickey Mantle?
Yeah, and
power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've got spring fever? Lowe's has the cure. During SpringFest, make your landscape stand out with 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
And now, the next chapter of the Serta Counting Sheep.
Hey, Uncle Number One, why aren't we counted anymore?
Let me tell you a story. Long ago, Serta invented the perfect sleeper mattress.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. It says the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper with a Q4 support system has 4-in-1 perfectly interlinked coils that help relieve aches and back pain for perfect sleep night after night.
We'll never get counted again.
Nope.
Serta, we make the world's best mattress.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
You know, John Elway just absolutely ruined the number seven for me. I hated it for years. Well, I love the number seven again, Bert.
Yeah, oh, I love it. I like it, Jeff. Thanks for the phone call, buddy. I didn't know where you were going. I thought you were about to tell me that Elway's seven was more meaningful than Mantle's seven. Okay, all right. No, I'm with you. No, nobody's ever going to wear that number again, right? Bobby's already committed his age 20s, 20 to 29. He's a Royal. By then, I just, you know what? Let's not even, no reason to talk about 2030 right now. Bobby's a Royal for life. Again, Bobby hitting 537 across this career best 14-game hitting streak. 913-586-7610. Royals win 7-1. We go to Jason, who's next up on the postgame show, as the Royals are 12 games above 500 at 61-49. Jason, how are you?
I'm great, Vern. How are you doing, bud?
Doing great, man. Doing great.
Man, I just want to say thank you, John Sherman, for putting a great team on the field, and thank you, J.J. Percolo, for actually getting the right players on the field. And
it's not easy, yeah. Right, I'm with you
I live over 200 miles away, but I'm just imploring the KC Metro, put butts in the seats, because we actually have an owner that is willing to spend money, and I think Vinny P is next up on the docket to get paid. Really? And I'll leave it with that.
Okay. All right. We got it down. That's the first time that's been brought up all year on this show. I've hosted, all but two of these shows this season? Shout out Jay Binkley. Appreciate the help, buddy. That's the first time someone's brought up a contract extension with anyone. Now, if it sounds like there's amazement in my voice, it's because there is. Over the past few years, we've just been so desperate for talent in Kansas City, man. We've handed out long-term extensions for anyone that's, winked at us, to be quite honest with you. We signed Bubich. We've signed Brad Keller. He actually signed Hunter Dozier, and I was good with it. But yeah, listen, okay, Vinny. Personally, I don't see a need, but whatever. You want to pay him, go for it. I like Vinny. You want to make him rich, make him rich. I mean, he's doing all right, I'm sure. I'm sure he could do a lot better. Yeah, if John Sherman wants to make him a really rich man, go for it. It's not my money. And you are right. John Sherman has taken on a lot. Even at the deadline, he's taken on money. It's never mentioned, to be quite honest with you. And understandably so. He's a billionaire. What do we care about his money? Although, if it was the other way around, if he was, saying, hey, you need to give up an extra left-hander to acquire Johnny Cueto, I don't want to take on any of that contract. You got to give up Sean Manaea, because I don't want to pay Zobrist's contract. You'd hold their feet to the fire for that. That would show up on their resume, right? It's not happening with John Sherman. It's nice. It's been nice. 913-586-7610. Text line is there for you as well. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Kathy, who's out in Los Angeles. Kathy, I appreciate the phone call. I was watching. I was cheering on your Dodgers last night. That was a fun one.
Cheering on my Dodgers? No, you got that wrong.
No, excuse me. You're Padres. I apologize. The past two nights have been a lot of fun, those games against the Dodgers. I'm sorry. I was kind of rooting for Kershaw, and then that quickly ended.
Yeah, poor Kershaw. I mean, I've never really liked him, but I feel kind of bad for him trying to end his career this way. Anyway, these people that call in and complain about how the Royals can only beat up on the bad teams, it's like, have you people been watching this team all season? Because this team's a good team, and you need to watch a little closely if you think that they're only good against the bad teams. Right. We're not going to win every game, but we've got a great team here, and we're going to make it to the playoffs. We may not make it all the way, but we've got the building blocks to do it. And I think they're going to be back in the World Series within a year or two.
And it's about getting there, Kathy. You know how it goes. You understand. Following the Padres, following the Royals. I mean, you can't convince me that the Padres team from, 3 years ago?
2022.
You can't convince me that team was worse than 2014 Royals. No, that Padres team was great, but that Royals team in 2014 was hotter in October, and they rode it all the way to the World Series. So with this team, why not them, right? Get to the dance, and why not us?
Exactly. I mean, look what happened last year. Nobody expected Rangers and the Diamondbacks to go all the way.
Right. No, you're 100% right, Kathy. It's always nice hearing from you. I appreciate it. Royals have almost the same amount of wins against winning teams as they do against losing teams. 61 wins, 28 have come against teams with records above 500. 33 have come against teams below 500. Let's go back to Kansas City and talk with Mike. You're on the postgame show. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Vern. Hey,
what's up, man?
I keep hearing about all this. Yeah, the Royals are 12-1 against Chicago and 500 against everybody else. I think everybody forgets that stretch. We hit a bunch of the biggest part
first
of
place
our schedule.
Teams. Yeah,
and we lost Walker, Massey, Isbell, and we lost all those guys all at the same time.
Marsh, yeah, sure.
Renfro.
And yep.
It's things have changed. We filled all those holes that we were losing games with. I think plus the biggest thing is the Guardians are in the middle of that schedule right now.
Yeah.
I really think that they're going to be coming back to us, and it's going to be a dogfight the rest of the way through between us and Minnesota and Cleveland.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you, Mike. I appreciate the phone call. I agree that it's going to be a dogfight. Those 7 games in 10 days between the Royals and Guardians will likely dictate whether or not this division is a race in September. But I've been waiting for Cleveland to falter as well, as they're in the meat of their second half schedule. But they went to Philly and took 2 of 3. They just walloped the Baltimore Orioles tonight 10-3. Now, they're a good team. And I'm not saying you're not giving it up to them, but they're going to be there. Whether it's looking up or looking down at the Royals in the division, they'll be looking across the postseason bracket at the Royals almost certainly. 913-586-7610. Text line is always there for you. Some kind words from Connor in Kansas City. Go Royals. Thank you, Connor. Katie in North Carolina. Vern, not only did I just text a couple of Yankees friends of mine, Bobby, I also added MVP. Vern, I'm hoping next week I can just text him Vinny. Signed, Katie in North Carolina. Yeah, if you missed it, a caller earlier mentioned that the new cool thing to do as a Royals fan is to text a friend or family member that is unfamiliar with Royals baseball, that maybe doesn't follow the sport. And you just text them 5 letters. B-O-B-B-Y. Bobby. And then when they respond, you just flex on them that the best baseball player on the planet calls Kansas City home and isn't going anywhere. And while you're at it, mention the greatest quarterback to ever grace God's green earth calls Kansas City home and he ain't going anywhere either. 913-586-7610. Text lines wide open for you. Eric in Independence turned 40 on Tuesday. Happy birthday. Vern, I have to say the Royals have been treating me to a supreme birthday week. I would imagine they are. Handling their business on this business trip. I said I wanted a 5-2 record. The Royals are already 4-0. Seth Lugo picked up the win tonight. He's now 13-5. His ERA is down to 2.57. A 2.57 ERA is good for third best in baseball. Lugo's, wow, only three pitchers in franchise history have put up a better ERA through 23 starts of a season. Only Apier, Gura, and Greinke have put up a lower ERA than Seth Lugo has so far this season. Speaking of Seth Lugo, let's head inside the Royals clubhouse. Hear what he had to say after this game. His 17th quality start. Here's Seth Lugo, courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City.
I thought it was pretty good. You know, I think in the first inning, I was trying a little too hard to hit the corners, ended up walking the guy in the first, but settled down after that and stayed in the zone. So that was the game plan, just attack hitters.
How did you change kind of your approach from your last start coming and then this one, to limit the damage, limit the runs?
I wouldn't say there was much change. I was a little more stubborn with my two-strike pitches, make sure they get to a quality spot, not just, over the plate. But, just stayed locked in, and, as the game went on, just really tried to attack the hitters more.
Being where you're at innings-wise this season, how important was it for you to continue to show that you're strong, consistent late innings, go back out for the eighth and do what you did tonight?
That's very important. I mean, that's my goal for the year is innings, and, I'm in a pretty good spot, and, I keep wanting the ball. I'm in a great spot physically, so, I'd be able to show that when I take the ball, that's important.
How much of a combo was there in the dugout between 7 and 8? I mean, was it just, hey, are you feeling okay? You're going back out, or did you have to sit?
No, it was simple as that. I actually, after the 8th, I kind of chirped on cue a little bit. Hey, I get that 9th for you. So, I wanted it, but, smart play there.
What do you think of the offense tonight, giving you a 3-run lead to begin the game and then just going off from there?
Yeah, that's amazing when those guys, they jump out early like that, especially on the road. It gives me all the confidence to attack the zone and, to add on in the middle innings, late innings. That was huge, and, that gives pitchers all the confidence in the world.
How important was it to also save the bullpen a little bit as well tonight?
Yeah, that's always my goal, as an ex-reliever. I know what it's like, especially this part of the year, to, have some days off. That's huge.
As a pitcher, can you explain a guy like Montero? He's young, he's a rookie, he's learning his way. Can you explain what goes through your head when you got a guy like Garcia dancing off first? You have Witt at the plate. You're supposed to focus on him, but you see this going on now. He's at third. He stole a base. What? Are you rattled at that point? You think? I mean, that's a big weapon for you guys.
It's definitely frustrating. I can think back to those guys doing that against me, and you're paying some attention to them, but you also got to make pitches. So, it's definitely a mental game in that aspect, but you got to stay locked in situations like that.
Oh man, I would have loved for Lugo to say, "Yeah, it's tough. Sucks to suck." No, that kid actually pitched really well. It was his 7th big league start. The young man, the Montero kid for Detroit, their starting pitcher. His 7th big league start. He's going up against, I'm sure, someone that he's idolized in Salvador Perez. He knows about Freddie Fermin, Michael Garcia. I mean, a lot of Venezuelan star power in that Royals lineup. Montero's down 3-0 before he records an out. And then he retires the next 9. Gives up two base hits over the course of the next 5 innings. He pitched really well. Montero goes 7 innings, giving up 4 runs, but Seth Lugo was just too darn good. He's been too darn good all season. Tonight, he goes 8 innings, gives up 1 run on 4 hits, walked only 1, struck out only 3, didn't need the punch out. He was cruising. 12 pitches in the first, 16 in the second, 9 in the third. He has a long 4th inning, but needs only 8 pitches in the 5th, 15 in the 6th, 10 in the 7th, and 12 in the 8th inning. Lugo's big league best 20th start, going at least six innings. His 150 innings on the year, the most in Major League Baseball, and a new career high. Royals starting pitchers have logged the second most innings in Major League Baseball this season while posting an ERA of 3.52. You heard the reporter there ask about Michael Garcia dancing around on the bases. Michael stole both second and third in the first inning, giving him 27 stolen bases. That's sixth most in Major League Baseball. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Bill in Leawood writes in, "Vern, run differential doesn't tell the complete story. It fails to factor in margin of victory. Royals have too many close game losses." All right, that's something we heard a little bit earlier in the show as well. You know, and yeah, okay, yeah, that's what run differential is. I mean, the Royals' record in one-run games is above 500. They're, again, 14 and 13. I agree that they've gagged some away at the end. But when I look at this run differential now in Major League Baseball, the Royals are tied with Cleveland for the third best run differential in baseball. Two runs better than the Dodgers, two runs better than the Orioles, 14 shy of the Phillies, 20 back of the Yankees. Yeah, to me, that does tell the story. Now, what you're feeling, in my opinion, you know, Bill, what you're feeling about these close game losses, yeah, that's what happened. I agree. But nothing that has happened prior to tonight, really, honestly, nothing matters other than the remaining 52 games. I mentioned this on the On Deck Show. Even a guy like Seth Lugo, a great season, a breakout season, his first All-Star game. Oh my gosh. At the age of 34. It can all be forgotten very quickly. 2 months from now, it may be forgotten what Seth Lugo has done. How do I know that? Because nobody ever brings up what Jason Vargas did in 2017. Jason Vargas was an All-Star for the first time. We were talking about him starting the All-Star game back in 2017. He didn't follow it up after the All-Star break. The team didn't make it to the postseason, and we never talk about him or that team, really. All that matters is what you do from here on out. So when I see the Royals with 110 games in their rearview mirror, when I see the Royals with the third-best run differential in Major League Baseball, I have no reason to believe that from here on out that the run differential isn't indicative of who the best teams will be moving forward. That's how I look at it. Always love looking at the league leaders, especially when Bobby Witt Jr. plays for the home team. Bobby tonight with his 47th multi-hit game. That's the most in baseball. 110 games played is number one. 153 base hits is number one. Scored two more runs. He's number one there. Picked up another double. He ranks third in baseball with 31 doubles. And he ranks third in baseball with 61 extra base hits. Bobby Witt Jr. leading the sport with a .350 batting average. Let's go to Casey from Kansas City. Casey, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to kind of touch on a little bit, kind of leading what you just said about Bobby and just his approach to the game. And I think you're seeing that, you know, spread throughout the lineup, up and down as far as good at bats, professional at bats. And I think a good example of that is Hunter Renfroe, who really, I think tonight, yeah, he had the one hit. But if you look at that at bat earlier in the season or even before the All-Star break, that's a normal at bat where he's probably striking out. And he's fouling pitch after pitch off, and he's not trying to hit the ball at the ballpark. He ends up getting a single up the middle. And it just seemed like he had a different approach, and you're seeing that up and down the lineup. I like Mikel Garcia batting first. I mean, you couldn't tell me that – you could tell me he was related to Escobar, and I could see that. I think he has a higher, ceiling.
See, I think that swing looks like his other cousin. I think his swing – less powerful, but I think his swing looks like his cousin Ronald Acuna's swing, that level
exactly.
swing.
Yeah. Exactly. I definitely see a kind of a combination with both of those guys.
Sure.
But I do like him at the leadoff spot. If you can kind of keep that consistency, what he can do on the base paths, it's just ridiculous. Yeah. And then I also want to touch a little bit on Will Smith. I know he hasn't really been talked about him much. It seemed like everybody kind of wrote him off at the beginning of the season when he struggled, but if you really look back to it, and I think during the radio broadcast they brought it up, that I think, I don't know the exact date, but towards the end of April, ever since then, he's got a 1.75 ERA. And yeah, maybe he hasn't been in as much, but just not only his veteran experience, presence in that bullpen, but I think he's somebody who I know he's pitched a lot in the playoffs the last few years, and maybe this rest is exactly kind of what he's needed. And I'm just really excited for this team and what they're doing. And yeah, Bobby's amazing. I think everything he's done is just, everybody's following the best player. Vinny on down the lineup, Freddie Fermin, I can't say enough about him. He's a gamer, and he just does whatever is asked of him, whether it's behind the plate or DHing. He's really putting together, I think, a strong case, and I hope we can keep him around.
He ain't going anywhere. No, he ain't going anywhere. You don't need to worry about that. No doubt about it. Casey, thank you very much for the phone call, man. You hit on a lot there. Freddie Fermin. Tonight, 2-for-4. He's one of three Royals with multi-hit nights. He, Bobby, and Vinny. Freddie matches his career best with a 9-game hitting streak. And since the start of May, Freddie has an OPS of .853. Casey brings up Will Smith, who threw a scoreless 9th inning tonight, highlighted by a pair of punch-outs. Yeah, you're right. You could date back to the, late April? Since then, Will Smith has made 29 appearances, posting an ERA of 1.69. Of those 29 appearances, 25 have been scoreless. So yeah, you're 100% right, Casey. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. You're right about Hunter Renfro. Well, I do think that Hunter Renfro ran into some tough luck in the early parts of the season. Now, no doubt, maybe he was pressing, trying to impress his new team, trying to feel royal, which is normal. I don't care how long you've been around. I'm sure Urseg felt that prior to making his debut yesterday. DeJong felt that before making his debut. We're going to see Michael Lorenzen coming up on Saturday. I'm sure he's trying to make a nice first impression on his new teammates. Hunter Harvey, obviously, was doing that in his debut. But Hunter Renfro did throw a lot of bullets out there in April that were loud outs, finding gloves, not finding holes. He's been finding holes lately. Not tonight, though, still. A bullet to the shortstops, a ground out. A bullet to the opposite field in the 7th inning as a line out. But then he hits a bullet to center field and it goes for a 2-out single. Hunter Renfro hitting .313 across his 14-game on-base streak. And since the start of May, Hunter has an OPS of .833. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. Text line's always open for you. Micah writes in, hoping that the Chiefs and Royals will be playing both at the same time in October. Yeah, that's something else, man. I've been a part of that, here in Kansas City back in, Alex Smith's first season. Didn't the Chiefs start off like 0-6 and then they went 10-0 down the stretch. Yeah, that was a fun time going back and forth. Chiefs were just on the come while the Royals were on the top of the mountain. I've experienced that in most cities I've been. Milwaukee, when the Brewers were good, the Packers had Favre and then Rodgers. In Detroit, you know, you had the Pistons and the Red Wings and the Tigers in 06. Those were all good teams. Yeah, there's nothing like it, Micah. There's nothing like it. I don't know how old you are, but if you are under the age of 30, oh boy, you have no idea. There's just no way you understand how truly great you have it right now. Right? I think that's the proper age. If you're under 30, there's just no way you can truly fathom how great it is right now, because, you know, without the sour, you can't truly appreciate the sweet. And if you're under 30, you never truly tasted the sour of Kansas City sports. Rally Mantis, loving on Bobby Witt Jr. on the text line, deservedly so. Dan and KCK's loving on Vinny Pasquantino after another multi-hit night. Love to see it, Dan. Scott in Phoenix writes, Vern, if Vinny keeps this power up, we have something good to look forward to in the coming weeks. Seth Lugo looked very good. Seth Lugo always looks very good. One more from the text line. Ryan from Olathe. Again, another text about Vinny Pasquantino. And credit to you, Ryan. He's owning up to it. I was down on Vinny back in April and June. But boy, oh boy, is the rust coming off of the Pasquatch. You know, that's an interesting way to put it. Again, yes, a disappointing month of April. But Vinny's been a better than a league average hitter since the beginning of May. Now, he hasn't been the all-star that maybe some thought he was going to be. He hasn't been the all-star that maybe he thought he was going to be, or maybe the all-star that he's been of late. But he's been a positive. He's contributed more than he's served as a detriment, in my opinion. Thanks for listening, Ryan. Always appreciate it, buddy. How about this? I know you're going to be listening tomorrow because the two best lefties in the American League square off. Cole Ragans, Tarek Skubal. I mean, how much money do you want? I feel like I should pay someone to listen to this game. But no, baby, it's free. It's free right here on 610 Sports Radio, and if you're in the listening area, you don't have to go and search for a radio. Just download the Odyssey app, and you can listen to the game right there on your phone or on your smart speaker. A special thanks to James Howell back at the studio for your help. Goofballs trying to cuss and whatnot, answering all the phone calls. I know you're fired up with this team. James, thank you very much, buddy. Royals, thank you. Keep it up, boys. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 4:30 on the On Deck Show. Take care.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During Spring Fest, make your landscape stand out with three free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy three. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.